I visited biologist Andrew Parker to find out more about how the natural world has inspired everyday objects. Andrew, hello. What's this little animal you've got here?
It's a thorny dragon lizard from the Australian desert. As you can see, it's quite small, about 20 centimetres long. But it's an amazing animal. You see, what I'm really interested in is what this little creature can teach us about collecting water.
OK.
So, as I said, this lizard lives in the desert in Australia. And as you know, it's an incredibly dry place. But this lizard manages to live there very successfully. And we've discovered one of the reasons for this. If the lizard puts a foot somewhere wet, even just a tiny, tiny bit wet, its skin pulls the water up and over its whole body. When the water reaches the lizard's mouth, it drinks it.
That's very clever.
Yes. On the lizard's skin, well, in fact, in the skin, we discovered there's like a system of very, very small pipes. So the skin collects the water and these pipes pull it towards the lizard's mouth.
That sounds really efficient.
Well, right, yeah. So, you see, we want to copy that system and use it in a device that collects water. If we are successful, the device will provide water for people who live in very dry environments.
That's fantastic. And what other ideas have we taken from nature?
Engineers are doing a lot with robots these days. For example, there's the rescue robot. It's just like a spider because it moves on eight legs. And so it can move very quickly and make itself very small. So these rescue robots will be able to help people who are stuck in small spaces or who are trapped in buildings, for example, if there's an earthquake.
So they'll be able to help save lives.
Exactly. And then we're looking at seashells, which are very strong, but at the same time, they're very light. They don't weigh much at all. Scientists have discovered that seashells are made of lots of tiny blocks that fit together. But this makes them really hard to break. The plan is to copy this material to make safety equipment, such as gloves and helmets.
So this material will protect people like a shell protects a turtle?
That's right. And again, this could help save lives.